May Jesus be our peace, heart dwellers. In these difficult and rapidly changing times, Lord, we cling to you with all our hearts. Help us to be steadfast in the midst of turbulence and to always cling to you and trust you. Amen. Well, every day my husband is receiving visions from the Lord, some of them in present time, some of them prophetic. I don't want to cause any confusion, so I will explain to you that the Lord just gave him a new name. So in the future, my husband Ezekiel will be known as Ephraim, and that's hard for me to get used to. Well, this is a very short video. There's three visions here. The first one is the wounded and missing soldiers. And we're hoping this brings comfort to some of you who have people in the military that are involved in these conflicts. Ephraim saw a big white banqueting table in heaven, a long, long table. And at the far end were white stairs that reached up to heaven, and Father God was at the head of the table. All around the table were badly wounded soldiers. Some were missing in action. Some were prisoners, and there were even some who had died. They all had received an invitation from God the Father to come to the banqueting table. They were from every conflict all around the world, both sides, the supposedly good guys and the bad guys. They were from both sides of the war, and that was the end of his vision. And I want to share something with you quickly. I don't know the source of it, but someone told me that they had had a dream or a vision that ISIS in this country, I think, had been overcome by special forces. All of them had been killed. They were coming in over the border trying to kill us. And he's defending a farmhouse somewhere in Texas. And these special forces killed every single one of them. Well, after that was done, they were high-fiving each other and congratulating each other and celebrating. And in the midst of that, the Lord broke in and said, "This is not pleasing to me. Celebrating the death of anyone is not pleasing to me because it's such a solemn thing when a person passes from this world because you don't know where they're going. Maybe they didn't have time to know the Lord Jesus. Maybe they're going to hell. That's something you just don't want to celebrate." I can't remember everything that was said, but that was the gist of it. So please, dear heart dwellers, don't be high-fiving and celebrating the death of even those who appear to be evil. Thank you, dear ones. On to the next vision. Ephraim saw a large, very large body on fire from outer space hit the moon. First, he saw the moon, and it got hit with a huge flaming object. After it was hit, approximately one half of the moon was on fire with flames and burning. Okay, that's the end of that vision. Then he had a vision of Chicago. Saw the Sears Tower, Lake Michigan, the beach, and the shoreline. And I'll quote him. He said, "I'm facing over the Great Lakes. You could call it sun flares or whatever you want, but the water is red. And there's a massive white explosion over the Great Lakes. A lot of smoke, and Chicago looks different. A lot of buildings down, twisted rubble. A few buildings standing here and there. That lakefront is just, a massive white explosion over the lakes. So that was the end of that vision. And that's all I have for you. I'll be trying to get these short updates published each day without a message attached. The Lord bless and keep you, dear family, and may these updates bring you comfort and pray. Pray for what you're seeing and hearing, that more can be saved. Thank you, family.